speech. Fox's Gernal Scott has more live.
And Pam, when President Trump stands before a joint session of Congress this week, White House Legislative Affairs Director...
Good afternoon and welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend. I'm Ed Lulli with Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next weekend. And our Nimio and Premier Dental Athletes of the Month for December is Colin Schley, who was the starting quarterback for the Oakdale Bears, but he switched and become a basketball player. And he's going to tell us about that. He had a great month for December. And an outstanding basketball player in her own right, Sailor Poffenbarger from Middletown High School. I got to see one of your games earlier, and I was really impressed, and we're going to talk to you all about that. Again, we're brought to you by Premier Dental and Nimio Federal Credit Union. I hope everybody's had a good day so far. Sailor, let me start with you. You're a freshman. And that's – you're a freshman. And yet you played with the poise and maturity of a senior, at least the games I've seen you. Your team's now 8-0, I believe.
Yes.
And – how did that happen? You just, I mean, you're tall, you're naturally gifted, you're athletic, but how did you get to be so good so fast?
Well, I mean, it took a lot of hard work. Like, I work out all the time with my AAU coach and my parents, so, like, it doesn't just come naturally. Like, you have to work for it. And my team, like, my team being 8-0, like, it's not me, it's my entire team. It takes a team to do it, and, like, I wouldn't be able to do it without my entire team. So, like, me being a freshman obviously is something, but, like, my whole team has my back the whole time, so it doesn't even feel like I'm a freshman.
You certainly don't play like a freshman. Let me say that. When I saw the game you did earlier in the month of – I believe it was December when I saw you at Middletown. You could play forward. You could play point. You could play center. You could play any position. And that's sort of unusual for someone as tall as you are. You're still growing. You're only a freshman, yet you shot three-pointers. You were unselfish. You seemed to have an innate grasp of where all the traffic was going, where everyone was setting up. And you were extremely unselfish. And I've got to say, your teammates played the same way. And has that been fun?
It's been a lot of fun. Like, I mean, we get every team's, like, best game. So it's a lot of fun, like, having kind of the target on our back. And, like, everyone wants to beat us, so... I mean, like, it's really competitive no matter what game, no matter if it's, like, not a very, like, I guess, good game or, like, a great game. Like, we're going to get everyone's best shot, so it's fun because, like, our teams plays together. We relax. Like, we just have each other's backs. We trust each other, so.
There's a lot of talent on your team. There's no doubt about that. You surprised some people, I think, at the beginning of the season when you beat Frederick.
Yes.
No question Frederick's a powerhouse team. A very talented team, and they played really well. What was it like for your team to get that win?
I mean, that was a really big win. It took all we had. We were down, like, 10 in the third quarter, and we just, like, didn't stop. Like, that we've been working for that for, like, the entire month. That was our first game, so we opened up with that. So we got a good, like, month to prepare for it. And their point guard, Michaela, she's, like, a really good player. So we had to...
She is. She's outstanding.
Yeah, so we really had to make sure we, like, kept her. Like, you don't stop her. We just had to maintain her and, like, keep her to her good 20. But, like, that was a huge win for us. Like, that really kicked off our season, so it was a good win.
I've got to say, I'd pay to see a team with the two of you on it. That would be a really incredible team. Let me stop for a second and say to Colin. Colin, nice to have you back again. You were an Nimio Player of the Month, I believe, for November, correct?
Yeah.
And you had an outstanding football season. I've got to say, I'll say it again, I'm not talking about football, I'm talking about basketball, but as a football player, you've got tremendous poise as a quarterback, and you're what I always refer to as a gunslinger football player as a quarterback, because you've got the ability to really throw the ball in with some accuracy and some speed, and you've got a pretty good eye for the whole field. So you had a great season. Now, this was a tough season this year with Damascus coming in 2A in Frederick County. And Middletown, for example, won 7 games. They didn't even get in. So it was tough this year. But basketball, a whole new, except Damascus, I believe, is still in the same league, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to make things hard, I think, down the road, although they're not as good generally as a basketball team as they are a football team. You've had a great month for December. When did you start playing basketball?
I started playing when I was 4. I always played up. I always played with my brother, and my dad was a coach, so it was just, I always loved playing with older people, didn't like playing with my own grade.
Mm-hmm. And is it much of a transition to go from football to basketball?
Yeah, the first couple of weeks of basketball are kind of hard, going from throwing the football to shooting the basketball and dribbling and everything. It's just kind of difficult, but once you get hang of it, it's kind of easy.
Well, football, you get a little bit of a breather now and again, right? Basketball, you really don't. You're really running, pushing it the whole time, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
And do you think one sport helps you with the other sport?
Not really. Two different conditioning types of sports, I guess. Football, I go on the field, run down the field, then get off and rest. Basketball, up the court, back down the court, up the court, back down the court. So it's kind of difficult to transition into football to basketball, but, you know, a lot of running in the beginning of the season just helps us out.
But as quarterback, you have to do a lot of reading of defense. And same thing when you're playing, what position do you play for basketball?
Shooting guard.
Shooting guard is one of the most important, obviously, because you're kind of in control of the team. But how hard is it for you to make that transition between reading a defense for a football team and then reading a defense for a basketball team?
It's very difficult reading six, seven guys on the football court. I mean, football field, and then reading five guys on the basketball court is difficult. But it definitely helps being a quarterback and knowing what I need to do on the floor. It's definitely... definitely helps me a lot.
Well, so far you've had a stellar junior year. And I know your coaches are really happy to have you coming back next year. Excuse me. Something I'm trying to get over. And I know there's been a lot of that going around. Has that, by the way, let me ask you something about that. Flu, has that hit your the other teams and your team this year yet?
Actually, our last game, Noah Polk, our center, before the game, he was thrown up, so he didn't participate in the game, and I don't know if he's going to participate Friday against Leonard, but he's got to rest. And
everybody has it, you know, it's something you have to deal with. Sailor, same question.
Our team, I mean, luckily we haven't really had too big of a problem with it. Like, here and there we've had people out with, like, little minor colds or whatever, but we haven't hit it, like, too much on our team. I mean, I know we've played other teams, like, with that had it, the same problem where the player sat out, but personally it hasn't hit our team.
Well, hopefully you guys are young and strong and you'll knock it right off. It won't be a problem. What's obviously the goal? You guys want to both go all the way. You want to see your team succeed and go all the way in the playoffs. This would be your first high school playoff series, right, Sailor?
Yes.
Does that hold any challenge for you, or is that something you're really looking forward to?
I mean, everything's a challenge when it comes to that, but, like, I'm really looking forward to it. Like, that's all my team's ever, like, we played fall league together, and, like, some of us have, like, played, like, on other teams together, and, like, that's all our team wants to do, and, like, we just want to do it, like, not only for ourselves, but for, like, our community, because, like, basketball is, like, a big thing in Middletown. Sports are, like, a really big thing to our, like, community, so us doing that would, like, it would just be amazing to our community, because, like, that's just, like, all that our team really, like, that's our main goal, obviously, but we just have to take it, like, game by game to make sure we don't, like, overlook anybody, and, like, we just have to be smart about it.
It's kind of hard, I think, for younger players, because they haven't had the experience. Playing in a league isn't quite the same experience as when you're playing on a high school team.
Yeah.
And down the road, you know, we've talked I personally think you're going to end up with a full ride to basically whatever university you end up wanting to play at. And I've got to tell you, if you guys listening to this haven't seen Sailor play and haven't seen Colin play, you guys really need to go to some basketball games, because both of these athletes are incredibly good. And they've got a lot of talent and poise, and they really are exciting to watch. Sailor... but you haven't had yet that experience of getting to the playoffs, of getting – I mean, your coach had you ready for that first game, and it's that kind of dedication and focus you need to have. So, you know, I think odds bode well, even though, you know, we're talking months away still. But do you think that your team will adapt the way they have so far as the challenges get tougher? Because as you said, everybody's gunning for you.
Definitely. Like, I think every game we go into, it's a challenge. Like, whether we can play to our ability. And, like, I definitely think our team will adapt to it because everybody wants it so much. And, like, that's just the main thing is if you have the kids that want, like, that have the desire to go out and put in the extra hour, like, work harder. And, like, our team is, I mean, I think we're like that. So I think that everybody will have, like, nothing's easy, but, like, it'll be a pretty, like, they'll be able to adapt well to whatever it takes to win.
Colin, I've asked you this before. Winning many times seems to be a combination of a lot of different factors, but most teams that win are teams that like playing with each other and teams that enjoy playing. And you know, they enjoy being teammates and they play as a team. And that was your experience, I know, for football. Is it the same way in basketball?
Yeah, definitely. Me and the starting five, we hang out every weekend. They're one of my best friends. People that come off the bench, hang out most of the time with. You know, I see them every day in school and after school at practice, so I'm getting to know them very well, people who I don't normally hang out with. But, you know, my best friends on the basketball court are always going to strive for excellence and hopefully make it to the state championship.
Does it make it a little easier to know you've got friends backing you up that are there pulling for you?
Yeah.
Sailor, same question.
Yeah, I mean, this year I've gotten a lot closer with my basketball team. Like, before, I hadn't really talked to any of them, kind of like he said. Like, I hang out with them all the time, no matter if I'm in basketball or not. But it definitely helps this trust, not only knowing it's just, like, the 2 hours you have after practice, but knowing that they have your back, like, on the court or off the court.
And you have been having fun, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And doesn't that make it easier, though?
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Let me ask you, I know you started playing when you were younger. How old were you when you started?
I mean, starting, like, actually playing, I was probably, like, 4 or 5. But I've been in a gym. Like, my mom has been a coach, like, everywhere almost. So, like, I'm always in a gym. I grew up in a gym with a ball in my hand, so.
Was that an advantage? I'm
going
to suspect it was, but.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I mean, obviously, me holding a ball at 2 is not going to, like, help. But, like, just me growing up with a basketball, like, basketball's all I play. So that's all I'm focusing on. Like, that's all I've been focusing on for the past, like, 8 or 9 years. So that definitely is an advantage to the other kids that are playing, like, multiple sports.
So have you ever considered playing other sports?
My mom's
I see a smile play. There, so I'm going to ask again.
My mom's making me play golf in the fall.
Okay.
So that's all, but, like,
maybe?
Yeah, no.
No, you're not going to?
I haven't really considered it myself, but, like, my mom just, like, says I need to play 2 sports, so me and I have to do whatever
you
she
says.
You
have to, okay. Golf is a very challenging game, but it's nothing like what you're doing now. I mean, it really isn't.
Yeah.
You generally don't see golfers out there running laps.
Yeah. I mean, just walking that is
going to
be tough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're going to pull a cart and stuff, but carrying clubs isn't that difficult. Playing golf is extremely difficult, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very mental game. In a lot of ways, basketball is the same way, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I've had to grow with that to be able to, like, keep my head. Because, I mean, when I was a kid, I couldn't really keep my head. I, like, cried a lot and, like, a lot of crying after the games, like, talking to my mom, whatever. But, like, this year, I know I can't cry. There's no time to cry about it. Like, I just have to, like, let it go. Like, every play is a new play. So, like, that for sure, I've grown as a player by that. Like, just knowing that there's no time for that. Like,
if you just tuned in, you're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next week. We're brought to you by Premier Dental and by Nimio Federal Credit Union. And we are absolutely delighted to have our players in the month of December. Colin Schley, basketball player for Oakdale High School, Oakdale Bears, and Sailor Poffenberger, basketball player for the Middletown Knights women's basketball team. And you were at the lofty age of being a freshman. Are there many other kids on the team that are freshmen and getting any starting time?
There is another freshman on the team, but she doesn't start. So, I mean, I'm the only freshman. There's a lot. We actually do have 2 sophomores on the team, and the 1 sophomore starts too. So there aren't a lot of younger kids that are getting.
I was going to say that, and having seen you play, you'd never know you were the freshman.
Thank you.
You really wouldn't, which is a heck of a compliment, really. And Michaela Daniels, when I first saw her come out, same kind of poise, same kind of assurance, and everybody watching her play going, she can't be a freshman. Pretty much the same way we see when we watch you play. So,
thank you.
If there's an, you do play Frederick again this year, right?
The only time we will see them again will be in the CMC.
Well, I've got to say, if that happens, I'd love to see that game. That would be a game well worth seeing. Colin, for you, you've been in playoffs before. You know what that's like, the kind of pressure. Does it make it easier for you to do it again once you've done it once?
Yeah, I would say so. I like playing in front of big crowds, so playoffs is definitely a time for big crowds and loud cheering and everything, so it makes it more fun, definitely, and it makes it kind of easier.
Well, I have to say one thing. Having been in the Oakdale Gymnasium and listened to the crowds, loud doesn't describe it. It is so loud. The students are so enthusiastic. Is that something that, that helps you guys play?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most people in the student section are friends, best friends of the people on the team. So them coming out and supporting almost at every game definitely helps. We put it on the announcements every morning that we have a game, and people just show out and they'd be loud.
And do you go and watch the girls play?
The girls normally play when we play, so I do not get a chance
to
watch.
You don't get a chance to see that? That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it, though, right?
Yeah, well, they tell me I sit next to a girl that starts in my last block, and she always tells me about the games and how well they did. So, well,
I know the Oakdale Bears have got a pretty good history going, and you're not that old a school, really. And you've had some great success recently. And I look forward to seeing some of your games this year. I really do. Is there anything that you find particularly challenging about playing basketball?
For me, defensively is not my strength. I don't like to play defense, but my coach always preaches about defense, so that's definitely a challenge for me. But definitely learning and getting better, so it's...
So it's something you're concentrating on.
Yeah, definitely.
And taking it as another challenge to overcome.
Yeah.
Do your teammates help with that?
Yeah, we have a lot of good defensive players on our team. They normally look to me to score. So, like, during the game, they'll be like, say we're down by two, like in the Walkersville game, down by three with 12 seconds left. They're all like, yeah, let's just get Colin the ball. So, me knowing that I can score offensively and me trying to work on my defense definitely helps with our team.
Now, you've got a shot clock this year.
Yeah.
You didn't have a shot clock before, right?
No.
Is that a challenge?
Not really. We run our sets, so once we find the open man, you know, you can't look up a good shot because you might not get a better shot later in the possession, so it doesn't really affect us. It only affected us about, like, I would say once or twice this year on having to throw up a last-second shot clock, buzzer beater, whatever.
Well, it's the same thing the other teams have to deal with as well. So I was just wondering if it's something they changed the rules on. I believe they also have more referees now.
Yeah, they have three.
I have to say, the games I've seen so far this year, to me, have been much better reffed games. They're getting the calls right. They'll change calls sometimes. They'll converse and do that. Has that been your experience so far? And I don't want to put you on the spot because they may be listening. So,
yeah, well, last game I hit a three in the corner. Two refs said it counted, but one ref said didn't because there was a whistle before the shot. So they it took them like 5 minutes to figure it out, and then they called off no shot. So, I mean, not in our favor, but still good refereeing.
I'd like to see them get it right, though.
Yeah, they got it wrong.
Oh, well, it happens. And having been in the position of trying to ref a game, it's probably one of the hardest things you can do because everything happens so fast.
Yeah, I ref youth league little kids.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about. It's pretty hard. I couldn't even imagine reffing high school basketball.
Because it gets faster.
Yeah.
It does. Sailor, same question. What's it like for you this year?
I mean, all around our refs have been pretty good, like pretty consistent. No, like, I mean, I can't really complain. Everyone has the one ref that they aren't a fan of or like might not the ref might not be a fan of them, but I couldn't imagine being a ref either, so I can cut them slack.
Okay, now you're only a freshman, so this is an unfair question to the extreme. But would you want to come back and coach? See, now that was a trick question.
I mean, I'm not against coming back and coaching. Like, right now, I coach my little brother's team, which is fifth grade, with my mom. But, I mean, I'm not very patient, so I don't think I'd be too good at
kids. Now, you're a freshman, so that's not fair. You haven't got to that point yet. But presuming down the road, patience will come.
Right.
Okay. And that's something that comes with maturity. It's something I think that a lot of players find a passion for the game. And they want to have that same joy and share that experience and share what they've learned. So for a lot of players, they do want to come back and coach later. But right now, you don't think that's...
I mean, I'm not 100% against it. Like, I love basketball. I love being around it, no matter like what age group or what like anything about it. But like, as of right now, kind of like you said, everything changes. Like, I want to play professional basketball, and coming back to like a community like this, like, that would be awesome to coach. But I don't know. I guess right now, yeah, I'm not like
Let's do it one thing at a time. You're still going to get through high school. And then once you get through high school, and I'm convinced you're going to be in college playing, it gets faster and harder.
Yeah.
It does. Presuming you could master that and then make it to the pros, which I wouldn't count out. That would also give you another advantage if you want to come back at any time and coach.
Yes.
So, you know, it might work out fine. What's it like having the family support that you've got to play?
It means a lot, like, on and off the court. I mean, my parents are very involved. Like, my mom's my coach, obviously, and my dad's, like, very involved with my school, with everything. My brother's on the boys' side. I mean, my brother's kind of tough love, though, like, he won't ever let me win. Like, if we ever play one-on-one, it's 21-0. He doesn't care. Like, but, so, I mean, that helps because he's made me way stronger. Like, me playing against these girls now, I just, like, thank him just because, like, now I'm ready for it physically and mentally because he gets in my head. Like, whenever we play, that's all he tries to do is get in my head. And, like, he's like that with my little brother. They're 10 years old, and he doesn't let them win. So, I mean, yeah, it's awesome. Like, I'm glad my parents are involved, like, always there. And my mom being my coach is, like, I feel like I couldn't see it any other way. Like, my mom and I get along really well. I was really excited about the season. I'm kind of nervous about it, but we've separated, like, our home life to basketball, like, really well. And, I mean, I love her being my coach, so.
Well, it's been very successful so far.
Yeah.
Colin, same question. You've got a lot of support from your family, too. You know, I know that. What's that like? Does that help?
Yeah, it helps a lot. When my brother wasn't in college, we would play one-on-one mostly every day. He would always dunk on me. But he's making me better, so it doesn't really matter.
So you understand what Sailor's talking about.
Yeah, we would always play on, like, the 7-foot rims just because for fun. But he's making me better as a person and a basketball player. My dad was always supportive. He just always preaches about getting in the weight room because I'm not the biggest kid, but if I want to play at that next level, I got to get bigger and hit the weight room. And my mom's just there for moral support. She's always there for anything I need, not just basketball, but anything.
Don't underestimate that. That's really important.
Yeah.
It really is. Before you go, is there some goal that you have, and I'm not talking about winning, just a personal goal you have this year for playing?
I just want to get some college offers. I've always told my mom since I was like 7 or 8 that she wasn't going to have to pay for college. So hopefully I can live up to that goal and not have her pay for college.
That's great if you can do it. It really is. Any athlete that gets to play in college is exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. Pretty much at any level. Sailor, same question.
I mean, I kind of same as him. I want to continue to get college looks and stuff. But my ultimate goal is to be player of the year and continue to, like, dominate not only, like, in practice but in games and, like, continue to, like, do what I've been doing. I mean, that's the ultimate goal is just to
keep
stay consistent and keep getting better. And, yeah.
Well, you're player of the month for November. Excuse me, December. And Colin, same thing. So you've got one accomplishment so far, and the year is early. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next week. And we've been talking to our Nimeo and Premier Dental Players of the Month, Sailor Poffenberger and Middletown High School girls basketball team. Thank you for coming on the show. And Colin Schley. Colin, you are an exceptional young man. Always fun to watch you. Always fun to have you. This is the second award for you in the same year, which is unusual, but you deserved it. So I want to thank you and commend you on that.
Thank you.
And wish you both all success in the world in the coming rest of the games in the season and playoffs.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. And we hope you'll tune in again next weekend for Frederick County Sports Weekend. For Pete McLeod, I'm Ed Lilly, wishing you a great afternoon.